All right, we are going to turn it over to Sister Clark without further ado, but we want to mention last night she let us know that it has to do with laughter, and there's prizes involved. So, Sister Clark, go ahead and have your liberty, Sister Clark.
Good morning, Truth Church. Good morning to whoever may be listening around the world, around the United States, wherever you may be today. Good morning to you. And I hope that all of you are going to have a great day today. I want to start out our day a little bit on a light side today. And I was asked to do a devotion today, and I thought this just kind of came to me. And laughter does good like a medicine. And I know that that scripture of, I'll read the scripture in a minute, but I want to just sing a little part of a song that I have been listening to for maybe 5 or 6 months or something, and it's called Laughter, and it's by B.B. Winans, and I think this song came out in 2018, and now there's a group called Korea Soul or something like that sings it. They're from Seoul, Korea. They have beautiful harmony. But it goes like this. It says, laughter does good, just like a medicine. Just like a medicine. Just like a medicine. Laughter does good, just like a medicine. Just like a medicine. Just like a medicine. If you Google that song, I don't know if it'll get a hold of you like it does me, but I just like to listen to that song from time to time. It just, let me read you some of the words it says. Now, tomorrow may bring one or two things that you don't like. And if it does, you can rise above and win the fight. One way of winning is laughter. Laughter does good, just like a medicine. Just like a medicine. And there's a lot of words to that song, but you can look into that song if you want. It's just a really catchy little song that kind of get a hold of you. But have you ever been around people that just make you laugh? Oh, before we get started, I want everybody to get a pen and a paper. Right now, get it. You've got to write down my cell phone number because there's going to be some prizes at the end of this devotion today that you're going to have to, it's going to be like a scavenger hunt. So kids, get ready. Adults, seniors, it's all ages. So get ready to get on your feet and go find some things in your house at the end of our devotion today. But you have to have my cell phone written down, my cell phone number. So I'm going to give you my cell phone number right now, and I'll give it again later. But for right now, my cell phone number is 951-897-5963. That's my cell phone number. And the rules at the end of the devotion today, the rules will be that you have to text a picture of you with the item that you found, and the first person I get a text from with that item will win. So everybody get ready. That's at the end of our devotion today. Okay, I've already kind of alluded to the scripture. Proverbs 17:22 says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. The rest of that scripture says, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. So I prefer the first part of that scripture. It says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And Brother Sean, are you ready with what I want you to do this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I want everybody to just stand up wherever you're at, kids, seniors, wherever you're at. I want you to just lay your head back, and Brother Sean, when I say go, you go. I want everybody to just start laughing with your family. Go, Sean. Just laugh. We're going to have some loot. All right. Laugh, everybody. Laugh. It's contagious. Laugh. Yes, laugh. Everybody laugh. Man, how many had a good little laugh right there? Laughter is good for us. Some people just make you laugh. They're enjoyable to be around. And there's a term that's called contagious laughter. Laughter is contagious. We all remember our dear, dear brother Jason Hood. He made me laugh. I was so excited every time he was in town, came to town. He just lit up my life. He was like one of our own family members. He was like my son. I loved him so very, very much. He made my heart happy. He made me laugh. And, oh, did he have a contagious laughter. He would just roll in the floor laughing, literally. LOL, laugh out loud. Say that in Spanish, Brother Vic. Are you there, Brother Vic?
Oh, I'm here, Sister Clark. Okay,
say laugh
see.
Out
LOL.
Loud.
LOL. Risa en voz alta, or reír en voz alta.
All right. That's a term that we're all used to these days. Laugh out loud. I don't know if anybody remembers Brother Tim Rivers came to our church many, many years ago. He had the most contagious laugh. Oh, my word. It just made you laugh just when he laughed. He didn't even have to do anything, just his laugh. Brother and Sister Pence, our dear friends of many, many years, they've been listening to some of our devotions. If they are on today, we love you, Brother and Sister Pence, but oh my word, they can make you laugh. Their laughter is so contagious, especially Sister Judy Pence. Oh my word, she has the most contagious laugh. And we all love Brother Mantooth. Brother Mantooth, oh my word, he has a contagious laugh. He can tell the best stories. Our kids love it. Yesterday I was coming down the hall at the house and my kids were here and the grandkids, and I was very tired. I've been very, very busy. I'm essential. I have my job is essential. Notary, I do notary on the side, and I have been just bombarded. And so I was coming down the hall. I was so tired, and I came around the corner and Klein jumped out at me and said, "Rah!" Oh, my word, I screamed, and oh, did Klein laugh. He was laughing so hard, and he made me laugh. It was so funny. And then I have this little thing that I do that my grandkids laugh so hard every time this happens. If I get scared or if something happens to me that I get hurt a little bit or something, it just comes out of me, and I go, "Ababa." I don't know where it came from, but oh, do my grandkids ever laugh when that happens. I want to read to you what laughter does for the body. Let me get it here. It is, listen to this. Laughter decreases stress hormones and increases immune cells. We need it for COVID. And infection-fighting antibodies, thus improving your resistance to disease. Let's laugh COVID off. Let's just laugh. Laughter triggers the release of endorphins. We've all heard that. The body's natural feel-good chemicals. Endorphins promote an overall sense of well-being and can even temporarily relieve pain. Laughter is a healer. Laughter is good for you. Have you heard the saying that says, laugh until your tummy hurts? You can just laugh and your stomach will actually hurt. I love Winnie the Pooh, some of the quotes that, of course, he's not real, but some of the things that he says, a day without laughter is a day wasted. Laughter and friendship will cure just about everything. And then he said, laugh till your tummy hurts. We've all done that. Okay. Now then, I want to tell you a really funny story. And this has to do with Brother Clark. So just if some of you have heard this story, this is one of the funniest stories. And I wish Jeff Baker was listening today and my son, Casey. We were pastoring in Concord. And my father, oh, he had a contagious laugh. He was so, he just made everybody laugh. He was a very merry-hearted man, and I loved him, and he had a contagious laugh. Well, he loved his grandsons, Casey and Jeff Baker, and he loved his granddaughters. But when he got his grandson, Casey was the firstborn, and then Jeff came into our family also, and he's our son also. And so anyway, my dad gave us a donkey first, a mule. And then he gave us a horse. He was a real horseman. He loved to ride horses. Well, we lived in Concord, and outside of Concord was a really kind of a high-class town called Clayton. They had a lot of you could put horse boarding where you could board your horses and a lot of that. So we found a place out in Concord where we could store boots. Boots was the name of the mule that my dad gave Casey. And Boots was what you call barn sour. And the horse's name was, I can't think of it right now. Anyway, they were both barn sour. So Casey would go out there and he'd ride him. Well, it was Casey's job to clean up the where the mule stayed and all that. So we'd take him out there ever so often. Well, sometimes the lady, I think her name was Patty, she'd call us and say, I think it's time to come clean out the stall, boot stall. So one day Casey was out there cleaning the stall and, you know, scooping up all the stuff. And my husband was standing there watching him. Jeff Baker was there also. And Jeff is he was a very curious young man and very hyper. And so my husband's standing there leaning over the fence watching Casey clean up everything. And Jeff Baker's there. He's just messing around with everything. And what my husband didn't know, or I don't know if he knew it, but right underneath his chin was an electric fence. But he wasn't touching it, of course. But it was just right underneath, it was on top of the fence. So my husband's leaned over. Just picture it. Just get a picture in your mind. Get ready to laugh. You're probably laughing already because you probably know what happened. Well, Jeff is just fiddling with everything, and he's a little ways down from my husband. Well, Casey's just, you know, scooping it up. And so then all of a sudden, Jeff, this wire was kind of sagging a little bit on top of the fence. So Jeff decides to just kind of tighten up that wire and pull it. Well, that wire hit my husband, right, Pastor Clark, right underneath the chin. And oh my word, he screamed out, Jeff Baker. And I mean, Casey was out there. He watched it happen. He was trying not to laugh. But he just kept on scooping, and I kind of wish he was here to tell the story today because he really can tell it. But he, oh, my word, pretty soon they all just lost it. They had to laugh because there was just no way. It was too funny. That was a very, very funny story.
Oh, that is so funny. That is so funny. I forgot to laugh.
Oh, my word. My husband, he likes to laugh at people's calamity sometimes. Sometimes when people fall, as long as they're not hurt. He likes to laugh. So, you know what? I just wanted to say, I just wanted to bring some lightness into your day today, and then we're going to get to this little scavenger hunt right now. There's another scripture in Psalms 30. It says, you have turned my 30 and verse 11. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have taken off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, Judges 19 and 6 says, let your heart be merry. Psalms 98 and 4 says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break into joyous song and sing praises. So laugh today. Find something to laugh at. Enjoy your day. Okay, we're going to go into the scavenger hunt because we just have a few minutes left. And this is going to be in age groups, okay? So the first age group is going to be 0 through 5, so get ready. The second age group is going to be ages 6 through 11. So if you are 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, that's going to be the second group. The third group is going to be 12 through 18. So if you're ages 12 through 18 is going to be the next group. The next group is going to be 19 through 35. So get ready. Everybody get ready. I'm going to give you my cell phone number again so you can write it down. And the prizes will be announced later, and there will be prizes. And 19 through 35. Then our next age group is 36 through 50. 36 through 50. The next age group is 51 through 65. 51 through 65. Sad to say, I fall in the last group. Okay, the last group is 66 through 110. That's the last group, age 66 through 110. Do you have your age groups? Are you ready to go? And your parents can help you if you're 0 to 5. But your parents can take your picture. Somebody can take your picture or you can take a selfie. It doesn't matter. But you have to put your name. Let me know your name in the text and a picture of you with the item. Okay? So I hope that's clear to everybody. Take a picture of you with the item that you find and text it to me and give me your name, okay? So here we go. Ages 0, Josiah, get ready. He's probably not going to be able to get up and do much, but I wanted to include every age. So 0 through 5, here we go. The things that, and you can't win both, just one. So just focus on one item, not both, because I won't give a prize to two people. Just one item, okay? The first thing for the ages 0 through 5, get ready to go, kids. The first one is a child-themed Band-Aid. That is a Band-Aid with some kind of a child theme on it, character or something. Go, kids. The next one is your favorite stuffed animal. Your favorite stuffed animal. Go, 0 through 5. And text me, and my cell phone number is 951-897-5963. Okay, ages 6 through 11, are you ready? Ages 6 through 11, a picture with you and your favorite book. Go, favorite book. The next one is 6 through 11, a red, green, and yellow crayon. Red, green, and yellow crayon. Red, green, yellow crayon. Go. Ages 6 through 11. 12 through 18. Are you ready? 12 through 18, a picture of you with your Bible. Go. You with your Bible. The next one is 12 through 18. You with, I'm already getting winners. I'm already getting texts. Oh, man, that's cool. You with any kind of air freshener, a can of air freshener, one you put in your car, any kind of air freshener. You with any kind of air freshener, ages 12 through 18. All right. Ages 19 through 35, are you ready? All right. The thing that you have to do is a picture of you with a penny, nickel, dime, and quarter. You, a picture of you with a penny, nickel, dime, and a quarter in your hand. All right? Go. The next one is 19 through 35, a picture with you and something that begins with the letter B. B as in Bible. Picture with you and something that starts with the letter B. Go. All right, age 36 through 50, are you ready? All right, get ready. You, with a cotton swab, or like a Q-tip, or a cotton ball, either one. You, with a Q-tip, cotton swab, or a cotton ball. Go. All right, here we have you. The next one is you with a flashlight. Oh, my word, I'm getting all kinds of texts. All right. I got a text now that says, show anyone and I'm going to deny it. Oh, boy, I don't even know what these pictures are. Okay, you with a flashlight, age 36 through 50. Are you ready, ages? Are you ready? Here you go. You, a picture of you and a screwdriver. Go, Brother Stan. You and a screwdriver. All right. The next one is you with your iron that you iron clothes with. An iron. You and your iron, ages 51 through 65. Okay? Oh, my goodness, I'm getting all kinds of texts. I can't wait. All right. The last group, ages 66 through 110. Are you ready? Here we go. One is a thimble. Go, Sister Helen. A thimble. A thimble that you put on your finger. All right. And the last one, go, guys. Here we go. The last thing, you with a garden hose. A picture of you with a garden hose. All right. Everybody's running and getting these items and this scavenger hunt and I hope you've had fun today. I hope I've lightened your heart a little bit. Laughter does good, just like a medicine. And it is good for the body. And let's just, with all this COVID going on, I respect it and all of that. I'm just ready for it to be done. And I'm ready to hug you. I'm ready to love you. I'm ready to comfort you. I'm ready to laugh with you. God bless you, church. I hope you have a most wonderful day. Oh, and before I close, last night, my kids kept saying to me, Mom, something's wrong with our grass. There's white stuff all over the grass. It's like a growth or something. I said, well, that's strange. We just had our lawn has looked so good. It had just happened. No, they said something's wrong with the lawn. Well, I just kept on doing my work. I didn't pay attention to them. And I just thought somebody else would go check on it. Well, pretty soon somebody else would say, what is wrong with our lawn? It's like mushroom growth or there's something like a disease on the lawn. Maybe the guy, when he put the fertilizer on, he destroyed it or it kind of got a disease or something. Something's wrong with our lawn. And it must have went on for at least 30 minutes. Jeffrey went over and he closed the windows because for some reason he didn't want me to see outside, so he closed the blinds. Mom, I'm going to close these blinds, you know. And so, I don't know, there was just all kinds of strange things happening last night. Well, finally, somebody finally got me going, and I thought, I just got to go check out what's wrong with our lawn. I go outside, and in our lawn, I was so touched. They call it Operation Heart Attack. I think that's what it's called, Operation Heart Attack. I'm looking for my notes here. All over our front lawn were hearts on forks from our dear, precious young people, little messages laminated with little messages about how much they love us and how much oh, my word, I was so touched. I haven't even got to see the video. Somebody took a video of them doing it, and I was so touched. Young people, I love you so much. Thank you, Brother Stephen and Sister Vanessa, Brother Sean and Sister Jeannie. I'm going way over time. But anyway, I just hope that I love you. It touched me so much. It made my heart so light. It did good, just like medicine. And I love you. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.
Thank you, Sister Clark. Thank you so much. And no, you did not go over time. It was just right. It was perfect. What a special devotion we had this morning, church, full of all kinds of surprises. Sister Clark let us know it was going to be about laughter and prizes and what a wonderful thing we heard this morning as she was speaking. I thought of the verse, "The joy of the Lord is our strength." This was exciting. This was uplifting. Thank you so much, Sister Clark. And before we go further, we want to go ahead and let a few folks, as Sister Cindy just texted me now, that was great fun. I know the texts are going to start rolling in. Praise God. And on that note, Sister Cindy, we made mention about the great thing that she was inspired to do in the last few days. We mentioned a few names about the folks that came in and put up the pictures on the benches. We can tell, we mentioned it was Sister Cindy, Sister Krista, Sister Misha, Brother Tony that helped out. But we heard last night that Sister Alina also had a hand in this, and so did Brother Tulok. You can imagine, he's our professional photographer, so he did a lot of work there and getting those pictures together and printing them out with Sister Cindy and the other folks that we mentioned. So thank you once again, everyone, for your great labor of love. It's a special thing that they did for us there. So with that said, church, let's remember tonight, it's going to be another special devotion tonight. It's going to be a testimony devotion. There's some folks that are going to be talking tonight that we haven't heard yet. And so they're new voices with some new testimonies, and it's going to be very exciting. On that note, why don't we just pray with that faith and that joy and that laughter in our voice that we feel right now. Let's pray together and thank God for everything that Sister Clark shared with us this morning. And let's continue to carry this joy throughout the day. Why don't we pray together right now? Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for what we heard. We thank you for the joy of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the peace that comes along with your joy, Lord God. We are asking you to anoint everyone that is on this call, Lord God, so that they can feel this. Whatever they do today, every step, Lord, they're going to feel some joy. They're going to feel some happiness and some peace in everything they think and everything they do. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And everyone said amen. With that said, church, let's return to this call at 7:15 p.m. to hear some more exciting testimonies. Praise the Lord. We will see you tonight. God bless you.